halfway through with the thing yet, would you say, or not?
We're pretty close to halfway.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to be able to finish it. Now, that's 1 hour, one side of the tape. Mm-hmm. We should be able to get pretty close to done in another hour, I would hope. Okay. If something's very common, like that book we were talking about, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If somebody slips and falls this way, you'd say he fell
forward.
Okay, and if he slips and falls
backward,
okay.
Falls backwards.
Or backwards. Okay. And the trenches that are cut by a plow, when a plow goes along, it cuts
them. Or,
okay. And if you have a good, if a farmer has a good yield out of a field, you might say he raised a big
crop.
Okay. If he gets rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, he would say that he did what?
Cleared the land.
Okay. And sometimes there's some old, dry, dead grass left over on the ground in the spring. You call that?
Not a lot.
Okay. Talking about the amount of wheat, okay, that he would get, he might say he raised 40
acres.
Okay, or and to measure it per acre, he raised 40
bales. I don't know that okay. Much about how they put wheat in bales.
No, bushels.
Bushels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you say 40 bushels or 40 bushel?
Bushels.
Bushels.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know.
Thrash it?
Thrash, yeah.
Okay. If comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as?
He's not as tall as I.
Okay. Would you say that he's not as tall as I?
I think I would.
Again, you'd say I'm not as tall as?
As he.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you'd say he can do it better than?
I.
Okay. And, okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's?
It is mine.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, you say it's?
Ours.
And to them?
Theirs.
Okay, and to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
And to you?
Mine.
Okay, and if you're talking about me, you say it's?
Yours.
Okay. And if no one will, if there's a job to do, somebody has to do, and no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it?
Himself.
Okay. Okay. And the stuff that's made of flour and baked in loaves, you call that?
Bread.
Okay. What are some of the different kinds of bread you have around here? What are the different kinds you would go to the store and buy?
Well, you got rye.
Okay.
You're talking about that rye bread.
Yes.
You have light bread.
Okay.
I'm not a real bread expert. I can't think of any more right
okay.
off hand.
Whole wheat?
Whole wheat bread, uh-huh.
Okay. Cornbread?
Yeah, cornbread, yeah.
Okay.
But cornbread, I wouldn't think of going to the store and buy it. I would think of that as something that you made at home.
Okay. Let me see.
I don't even know if you can buy it in the store.
Okay.
I guess you can. I just don't know.
Okay. Different kinds of cornbread. Do you know different various kinds of it?
Well, I don't know exactly that, but I know that you got it either like in a stick form or a muffin form or something like that.
Okay. And then the kind that you might take some cornmeal and some onion and a little salt and so on and fry it and serve it with like catfish or at a barbecue. Call that?
Fish puppy.
Okay. And let me see. You ever have a kind where they take cornmeal and wrap it in cheesecloth and maybe put it in with some greens to boil?